It's the Adam Gold Show. Happy Halloween, everybody. I am Adam Gold, V to the Victoria, producing the program. You are also not in costume today.
No, I am wearing a Halloween-themed workout shirt, though, for the gym, so I'm at least doing that. But no, I'm not dressed up today.
So we're going to the gym after the show today?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Got to burn off some of that candy before I eat it.
What is it? Oh, look, there's no Halloween candy back in the break room.
No.
No, but there's like cupcakes and donuts and stop it.
Carbs. Sugar carbs everywhere in this building. I don't know.
What are they doing?
I mean, I know it's bulking season, but woof.
I thought it was cuffing season.
It's that too. It's bulking and cuffing. So after you eat a bunch of food, you just rest, take a nap.
I don't even understand. All right. There's a ton of carbs back there and some strange looking cupcakes. But happy Halloween. Do you have a costume for later today? Are you going trick or treating?
I am going to be lazy V and just, no, I'm not, because I live in the country, so I don't really have to worry about trick-or-treaters coming to the door, and my dog doesn't really want that either, so.
Oh, that would be a nightmare for Earl Grey, would not be happy with people ringing the doorbell.
Nor the terrorist, I'm sure, right?
She wouldn't mind. She doesn't mind when people come to the door.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, she's just a terrorist to us and him. Yeah. But Earl, man, if a bell rings on the television,
oh yeah, done.
Earl loses his mind.
Yep,
it takes 3 minutes for him to calm back down,
mm-hmm.
and it's super annoying. Yeah. Anyway, happy Halloween. I hope if people are going trick or treating tonight, you keep it safe. I'm sure that there will be a storm surge, assuming the Hurricanes win on home ice tonight. There will be a storm surge with candy passed out. They have done that the last few years.
Yep,
that will be fun. And hope they pass out full-size candy bars, but, you know, they don't throw that many.
You never know. Yeah, true. Yeah. That'd be cool to see a Halloween-themed game tonight.
I actually remember, see what they're dressed as. Are they going to be dressed as a real hockey team, unlike what happened in Philadelphia? I didn't like their game, certainly in the second and third periods, on Saturday night. And then Martin Natchez grabbed 2 points from Philadelphia. We're going to take these back with us. Thank you very much, Martin Natchez. We talked about it all in the Canes Corner podcast, Morning After Edition. If you want to check that out wherever you get your podcasts, you can give us a rating, give us a review, give us 5 stars. I don't know. I don't really care what you do. But it's there for you after every Hurricanes game. We're going to talk to Rod Brindamore later today. And the Hurricanes and the Capitals playing indoors tonight.
Right.
The next time the Capitals come back to town, it'll be an outdoor game. All right, we got a lot of things to do. Will Brinson is going to join us in about 10 minutes. So let's see what we can get done before then. All right, let's start with the Panthers and Falcons quickly. So I think I have this right. Panthers should have lost, then should have won, then could have lost, then should have won, then lost.
Panthers be Pantherin'. That's what I like to say.
Yeah, Falcons too. Right?
Yep. Totally, terribly equal, awful
my gosh.
Teams.
You know the old phrase, throw out the records when these two teams get together? Well, there's a reason for that.
Yep.
Because nobody wants you to know what the two records are when these two teams get together. Historically, two mid franchises.
Yeah, because if no one knew any better, you'd think, oh, these teams are pretty good, right?
But no. I will say this. Yes, two bad football teams. Seeing who could out-derp each other. But super exciting. Super fun.
Yeah.
It was a fun game. Have I not been saying this for like the last 2 months?
Yes.
Look, I know you're not good. But at least be interesting.
Yeah. Why not?
And they were... I thought it was an entertaining, badly played football game on both sides.
Indoor game. This time. No good weather. Indoor.
So... Good. I mean, at least it was fun, and that's all I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I have to watch. There were other games on at the same time that I would have rather watched. Seriously, I would have rather watched some of the other games, but this is my job.
This is our life.
So make my job better. I appreciate being you helping me out as I'm being selfish about this. Here's Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Panthers. Well, I should say interim head coach. By the way, that's the poll question today.
Mm-hmm.
So go check it out at A Gold Fan, 99.9 The Fan on Twitter. Steve Wilks on the loss.
We didn't find a way to finish. We had too many opportunities to win this football game, and we didn't find a way to get it done. And that falls on me. We got to make sure that we're smart enough, something to learn from. Celebration penalty, big play like that. We got to keep our poise. It was a great job with DJ coming up with the big play in the end zone. Great pass by PJ. But as a team, we got to make sure that we're smart and just ready. Take it to the next level, next step.
Look, I know people are going to sit here and blame DJ Moore.
Yeah.
I know that. I could not disagree more with blaming DJ Moore for the loss. Yes, I know. Keep your helmet on. I get it. I get it. And nowadays, with the extra point being a 32-yard field goal normally, a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which I'll editorialize here. I think that penalty is stupid. I think it impacts the game not a single bit, and penalties that do not impact the game, especially that.
Yeah.
Look, I get a post-whistle unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for taunting, or being otherwise a jackass.
Shoving
I get
a ref,
it.
Yeah.
Taking your helmet off in celebration? I'm sorry. That does not belong in any sport.
No.
So, just that's the way I've always felt about these, like, the celebrations for spiking. Why are we doing this?
So dumb.
So, but it is the rule, and you have to enforce the rule. And it made a 32-yard extra point, a 48-yard extra point, or 47-yard extra point, and he didn't make it. But that doesn't mean you can't make the 32-yard field goal in overtime, does it?
Please and thank you.
My gosh. So if you want to blame DJ Moore, have at it, but you're wrong. No offense. I hate blaming the kicker, but Eddie Pinheiro, you had one damn job.
Yeah.
Make a short make an extra point.
That's it. I know.
So I'm sorry. I'm not blaming this on DJ Moore. Plus, but like, do we really think that was a drop on the 4th and 17?
Right.
It was behind him. I mean, I'm not saying it was. He could have caught it. But I think if he catches it, we're going, hey, that's a hell of a play.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I get like you getting excited and you need to like wait or whatever because the penalty is what it is.
Nah.
But at the same time, it's a rivalry game. He's human. Like that's going to happen. Heat of the moment. I don't know.
I'm not blaming DJ Moore.
Yeah.
By the way, here's Steve Wilks on the DJ Moore penalty.
DJ is smart enough to understand that that's something to learn from. Very talented player. Glad he's on our team. But, you know, we're moving forward, that's something that we'll learn from and won't make that same mistake.
I hope so. But also, shouldn't be a penalty. By the way, how did he get behind the defense?
Right?
If I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, I'm like, how did that happen?
What? Yeah.
They needed a touchdown. Field goal wasn't going to do anything, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, absolutely. They were down, 6. Down 6 points.
Like, what are you playing for? For the guy to, like, you're going to stop a guy going out of bounds at the 50-yard line?
Right.
Jeez, unbelievably dumb. Anyway, P.J. Walker played well, other than the one mistake at the end of the first half with the screen pass that was intercepted, which I thought was as much great play as it was underthrown screen pass. Here's P.J. Walker postgame.
We'll see them again in a week and a half, and it's a lot of dogs in that locker room. It's a lot of dogs. It's a lot of guys with a lot of fight, and I think that shows the character of this team and where we're going to be.
Look, I think if you're a Panthers fan, there's a lot to be pleased about over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, obviously, a win. This week, yesterday, not. But I think there's a lot of stuff to like. And I put that on the poll because I think it's about Steve Wilks a little bit. Put it on the poll. What would you do with Steve Wilks? Would you make him coach out the season under the interim tag? Would you make him the head coach? Or would you basically tell him, look, we're gonna do a search outside of this football organization and just let him know now. I think I would name him the head coach. I actually think he's a very good coach, and I think he's a great leader of your team. All right, let's get to the college ranks for a couple of minutes here before we get to Will Burton. North Carolina is sprinting towards the last championship of the Coastal Division after a 42-24 comeback win over Pitt. They were down 10 points in the third quarter and put their foot on the gas, and their defense stepped up too. They allowed just 60 yards to Pitt the rest of the way after Pitt scored early in the third quarter. Here's Mack Brown on the toughness.
Really, really proud of the guys. I think that's the toughest game that we've had, most physical game that we've had that we've won since we've been here in 3.5 years. And Pat does a good job coaching. They've got tough kids. It's an older team. They're really, really physical. And we go down 24-14. I felt good at halftime that we came back. And then they go right, we're 3 and out, and they go right down and score. And with about 10 minutes left to go in the third, I think, where it was 24-14, we shut them out and outscored them 28-0. And that's what good teams do.
Yeah, they're playing like a good team right now. They absolutely are. Their defense has shown improvement, especially in the second halves of games. I mean, part of that could be playing against bad teams. There's a lot of reasons for it, but let's just accept what we have seen, which is a better defensive idea, especially in the second half, and hope that it continues. What will continue is Drake May to Josh Downs, as lethal a combination as college football has, and not to be ignored, Antoine Green, not too shabby either. He had the touchdown to beat Duke, remember that? And he had, 10 catches for 180 yards and a couple of scores. Downs, 11 for 102, but big catch after big catch. May threw for 388 and 5 touchdowns. And while I don't think we're going to see a national campaign for Drake May and the Heisman Trophy, I don't think we're going to see that. Carolina can certainly put out as much PR and literature as they want for Drake May. He's almost certainly not going to be in the Heisman race. But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't be in the Heisman race. The problem is he doesn't play at Ohio State. He doesn't play at Alabama. He's not Hendon Hooker at Tennessee. He is not playing for one of the teams who is competing for a national championship. Therefore, the college football watching world ignores it. But he's on my radar screen. And I've been a voter now for a long time. It's been a long time since I picked the right Heisman candidate. But I can also say that I don't believe the right Heisman candidate has won it a lot.
Yeah.
So, because we always take the quarterback from the best team, regardless of whether or not he was the best player. Here's Mack Brown on just the way this team has played and the players who are doing it.
Special players make special seasons, and these guys are all—they're just clicking. And I don't want to be rude about last year's team because there were some great players on that team and great people. For some reason, we didn't have that same thing. We just couldn't finish at Pitt. Just to think that we're first in goal at the 2 with 1:16 left—I'll never forget that. The finish that we didn't do at State. I mean, those are things that just—they just drive coaches batty because you're in charge of their mentality and getting them to that point. And for whatever reason, I missed it last year. And the guys understood with me that that's unacceptable. That's not fair to North Carolina, not fair to us to work this hard and not finish games. And that's what this team is doing.
Yeah, they're getting better. Mm-hmm. They are getting better as the season wears on. Again, it is worth pointing out that I don't know that they have beaten any great teams of late, but that's okay. That's all right. It's going to get tougher here. They have Wake. They have State. So there are two tough teams left on, you know, real quick, bigger picture for the ACC. And we're going to talk more about the league in a little bit. They have three teams left that have either one or two losses. Wake's got two losses. State's got, four teams, because Wake and State each have two losses, right? Syracuse has two losses, and Carolina has one loss. But other than Syracuse, who I think is going to lose at least two more times between now and the end of the year, Wake, State, and Carolina all play each other the rest of the way. And that's good for TV, but that's bad for getting a second team into the New Year's Six. And if Clemson doesn't make the playoff, and I think Clemson is in a little bit of trouble this week at Notre Dame, if they don't get into the playoff, then they won't get a second team into the New Year's Six. Unless North Carolina's only got one loss by the time they get to Charlotte. But they'd probably have to win that game. And I don't know. I think the ACC right now is about 1-3 at getting a... Well, they'll get a team in the Orange Bowl if Clemson is in the playoff. But they need Clemson to be in the playoff to get another team into the Orange Bowl. So, Will Brinson's going to join us in a second. Real quick, what happened to Wake Forest?
I know. Oof.
Like, I was otherwise occupied with getting ready for the Hurricanes and the Flyers on Saturday. And so I wasn't acutely aware of what was going on in Louisville. But I did go back and go through the game. And it wasn't a great start, but it looked like Wake had their sea legs by the time we got to halftime. They were leading at Louisville 14-13. And then they absolutely went walkabout. Sam Hartman. Oh my gosh. So I think I have this right. Let me just go down, go pull this out. Second half for Sam Hartman. This is the way the drives went. Pick six, fumble, fumble, interception, fumble, pick six. In a seven-possession stretch, there was a punt like, I think it went pick six, fumble, fumble, punt, interception, fumble, pick six. That's all Sam Hartman. What? And the three fumbles were Hartman. Six turnovers in seven possessions. Just mind-blowing. How that snowballed. Mind-blowing how that snowballed. So you lose 48-21 to a mid-Louisville team. I mean, just not that good. Two pick sixes. The second pick six was less on Sam Hartman than it was just because it was a 90-yard return. But my gosh, just bad. Now, I'd like to say we could be reactionary and say you could say goodbye to an Orange Bowl bid, except that they still might be in it. They still might have a chance for the Orange Bowl because they play Carolina. So if Wake can finish the year 10-2 with a win over Carolina, maybe they get the Orange Bowl. But here's the thing about it. Drake May is almost certainly going to be maybe not on the podium, top three finish for the Heisman Trophy, but somebody who is going to get support. I don't know that Sam Hartman is going to be that same guy. May is going to be the first team All-ACC quarterback. And if I'm the Orange Bowl, I might be more interested in him putting on a show than I would be Wake, even if Wake is the better football team. And we'll find out in Winston-Salem in 2 weeks. Wake's got to play State first under the lights at Cardiff Finley Stadium this week.
It'll be so good.
Oh, my God. Now, we'll see what NC State team.
Right.
Like the
which one shows up?
The MJ Morris team that showed up in the second half when they had to have points. That was a different team. Again, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Bad. Very bad football team. But what NC State did the last few drives was a completely different team, willing to accept some risk because they had no option. That game won't beat Wake unless Wake does that again. And they could do it against State's defense.
Yeah.
And that might be the worst thing that Dave Doran could happen to NC State, was watching the tape of that going, oh, we'll just pressure Sam Hartman into all of these mistakes as though it's going to happen again. I wouldn't anticipate that happening again. Anyway, Here's the other, one more thing about Carolina, and this actually folds back into the Carolina Panthers. In the timing is everything category, the Panthers are going to be competing for the first overall pick in this year's draft, right?
Yes.
You know who is not in this year's draft?
A good quarterback?
Drake May.
Yeah.
Well, there are good quarterbacks in this draft, but there are no quarterbacks that I think are can't miss in this draft. And I'm not saying any quarterback is a can't miss, because there are a lot of people who thought Trevor Lawrence was a can't miss. I am not among them. People who have listened to me, I've always been skeptical of Trevor Lawrence. So he is struggling. Trevor Lawrence has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL over the last 6 weeks. One of the worst. Now, it is just his second year. But I think there's a lot of questions about Lawrence and his accuracy and his decision-making, which has been dreadful. I think May is a pretty spectacular prospect.
I would love for May to be a Panther.
And a Charlotte kid, right?
Yes.
For whatever that means. But the Panthers don't have... I mean, this is the year the Panthers are likely going to get the first pick.
Of course.
Which is why, like, no offense, but I would have stockpiled as many draft picks as I could, not only for this draft, but the next draft. And even if you're bad next year, that's something to point to.
Yeah.